The Earl has made the most awkward arrangements, Alec, and I don't know how to tell him they won't do.
Arrangements? What arrangements?
For our, sleeping accommodations. He's given us the large corner bedroom, you see.
Us? Both of us?
She felt herself blushing. Yes. You see, he remembered that when we came home from our honeymoon, that I'd said... He grimaced.
You said that you didn't like separate bedrooms. He remembered that?
Worse, he positively dotes on it. I wouldn't be at all surprised if...
She put her hands up to her burning cheeks.
If he bragged about it to his cronies. Alec, it's a gold and white love nest.
Alec fought back a laugh. You don't mean it. Romantic old dog, isn't he? Well, I don't think we need concern ourselves too much. If you don't mind sleeping in a gold and white love nest, I can always bed down with Ferdy.
But Alec, Grandfather's room is just down the hall. If you bedded down with Ferdy, he'd be bound to discover it.
Yes, confound it, I suppose that's true. He took a few turns around the room. Hang it all, Pris, you've been here a week. Why couldn't you have told him we're not so full of youthful ardour any more? She drew herself up angrily.
I might have known that you'd throw all this back at me. It's truly wonderful how you manage to make everything my fault.
I'm sorry. You're quite right. It isn't your fault. I'm beginning to think I should never have suggested this ridiculous plot.
She sighed. No, it's not ridiculous. You've seen how happy he is.
Yes, but I fail to see what we're to do about this latest coil.
Neither do I. I did try, you know. A dozen times I started to say to him that we've grown accustomed to separate bedrooms in our mature years.
Alec broke into a laugh. Did you truly try to say that?
Indeed I did, but I just couldn't bring it to my tongue, for I was certain he'd see it as a rift between us. You do realise what your grandfather has in the back of his mind, don't you?
No. What do you mean?
A great-grandchild, of course. I'm convinced that he believes that since the London environs did not yet produce one, the country air will. Hence all the sheer drapery and the gold cupids and the paintings of cherubs on the walls.
His eyebrows rose in amused repugnance. Good heavens, is it as bad as that?
Wait until you see for yourself.